This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona, actually. Phoenix, Arizona, and also in Tucson, 550 KFYI in the Valley and 790 KNST in Tucson. You can also catch my show on the free iHeartRadio app. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, X. Just go to jamestharris.com. You'll find it all there, plus my Clarity Report. We've been spending the day talking about the biggest scandal in America's history. I should say the biggest fraud. A welfare fraud, daycare fraud. And I found out earlier that, you know what? Daycare fraud, that's the favorite among the left. Democrats love that. That's the easiest way to bilk the American people, to bilk the taxpayer for the children. But I don't want to seem like I am bashing the people from Somalia. Well, I kind of am. But Somalia was not always a dirtbag country. At one point, it was very industrious. But then it took a turn, a left turn. And now it's at the bottom of nations. It really comes down to Somalia or Haiti. Somalia has a slightly better infrastructure. You can actually fly into the country, whereas you can't necessarily do that with Haiti. What are we talking about here? Instead of acknowledging that, instead of being grateful for the opportunity to leave, as what Trump once referred to as the S-hole country, you get over here and you start talking about your virtue. You get over here, you start talking about how you're the fabric. I love it when these Democrats, Somalia is the fabric. We add to the fabric. No, you're not. When you hear Ilhan Omar and Democrat governors and mayors claim that Somali migrants are the fabric of America or that it's helping America thrive, what you're hearing is political spin, not history, not data, not reality. Propaganda. And let's be clear, America is a nation of immigrants, but it's not a nation without standards. Somali migration to the United States is recent. When did they start coming over here? What, in the 90s? Well, refugee resettlement policies? Okay, that's not bad. Okay. But you know what? It doesn't make it foundational to this country. Thriving nations are built on work, on assimilation, and accountability. And in places where Democrat leaders love to wave these talking points like Minnesota, what do we actually see? Here is Ilhan Omar just popping off about we're the fabric of this nation.
Somalis are not terrorizing this nation. We are helping it thrive. Somalis have always seen themselves as a fabric of this nation. So not only are we not going anywhere, we are not going to allow anybody to make us feel less Minnesotan or less American.
Yeah, you're less Minnesotan, you're less American. I'm sorry. It's not a matter of me making you feel that way. If you're coming over here and 75% of the community is on welfare, guess what? We see billions of taxpayer dollars lost to welfare and child care fraud because state governments were asleep at the wheel. And that's being generous. I'm saying they're part of the fraud. We see low workplace participation, especially among women. We see public assistance dependency treated not as temporary bridge, but as a permanent lifestyle. As a matter of fact, because the Somalis they have multiple marriages. You can have a dude with three or four or five different sets of kids, all bilking the system. Provided by the very politicians will call you racist for pointing it out. This is not compassion. What we're watching here is government malpractice. Well, James, are you saying that this is how all Somali Americans are? This is how all Haitians are? No, I'm not saying that. There are folks who are out here working hard. There are folks out here who are starting a business. There are folks out here who play by the rules. And I'm not saying that they need to be reported. They deserve respect, but those success stories don't excuse the systematic failure, the systematic fraud that we are witnessing. And they certainly don't justify Ilhan Omar, you know, rewriting American history to lower expectations. I'm sorry. And here's the truth that Democrats don't want you to say. They don't want you to say this out loud. America doesn't thrive because people arrive here. Americans thrive when people assimilate, contribute, and wait for it. Wait for it. Follow the law. If Democrats actually cared about Somali communities, they stop using them as a political shield. They stop enabling dependency. They start demanding the same standards that built this country in the first place. Now, wait. No. I'm not hating. That's not hate. That's honesty. And we're not getting any honesty from the left. We're not getting any honesty whatsoever from liberal governors out there, from liberal mayors out there who are just lying about people, lying about the Haitians contributing.
You cannot talk about any achievement that the city of Boston has had in safety, jobs, and economic development, in education, without talking about the Somali community.
What kind of sense? That's a stupid comment. You can't talk about any of these accomplishments without the Somali people. They weren't there for the bulk of the history of this country, woman. Ooh, I almost said something. This is Mayor Woo Woo. Mayor Woo Woo out there in Boston.
That has lifted our city up. We are proud and we are grateful for our Somali community and for our Somali Americans.
Why? Why are you proud and grateful for the Somali community as opposed to any other community? Well, why are you grateful for the tribal mentality and lifestyle that they brought to your city? Woo? Well, why? What have they done? Oh, they have uplifted it. No. They have not.
Neighbors, Boston and the country are clear that hate has no place in our society.
Hate, where did hate come from? Where did hate come from? Oh, because we're talking about how you got a whole culture of freeloaders. You got a whole culture that's coming over here, mooching off the American people. All of a sudden, that's hateful. That's not hateful. Look what they had to define hateful to cover up the shameful behavior. Look at how these Democrats are treating these people of color. They are so proud of their little brown brothers and sisters. It's the white man's burden. It's white folks' burden. You colonists, it's your burden to uplift these people. You should shut up. This, in a sense, is reparations. Shut up. Did you hear that they passed reparations out in Los Angeles? They did. I'm thinking the San Francisco area. They got it through the city council. Reparations. I may move to California. Give me some of that free black money. That's the mindset, isn't it? And then once I do that and collect all that money, they can say that I was contributing. James T. Harris has contributed to the fiber of our community. Yeah, give me that money. Stupid white people. Stupid white liberals. Stupid enabling. They want to say, conservatives, oh, I'm a black white supremacist for calling out this nonsense. Then you got people over here like Mayor Woo Woo that wants more of it.
We'll use every attack to actually strengthen and expand the services available.
Right.
To empower and work alongside our community members who are already doing so much good in the world and setting an example for the rest of the country.
I just don't, it's an example for the rest of the country. I just don't know. How do you combat this? I'll tell you how you combat this. You cut off all federal funds to where this fraud is being perpetrated. You cut it off. Cut off the federal funds. I was going to say vote them out of office, but they're like permanent now. They got the system so rigged that you're not going to vote out a Mayor Woo-Woo. You're not going to vote out Fry. He is absolutely catering to his base. He's got a base of 100,000 Somalis in Minneapolis. You're not voting him out of office as long as they vote in the block and they do. This is absurd. And I'm saying this needs to be revisited. It needs to be vigorous. Part of the repatriation process that's going on in this country now, it needs to continue. I am not being hateful. I am not being hateful. I'm being resentful. Oh, I'm very resentful. And I got some more resentfulness for you coming up next. James C. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am sitting in for Jesse Kelly, a talk show host out of the Valley of the Sun, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard in Phoenix on 550 KFYI and in Tucson on 790 KNST, of course, on the free iHeartRadio app. You can follow me on all of my socials by simply going to jamestharris.com. We are talking about, I am not hateful. From here, I am no. This is, I don't hate all Haitians. I don't hate all Somalians. But what I am saying is that the Democrats have set them up for resentment. You can't, people can't come into this country, and then 75% of the group is on some type of public assistance. And then you find out that for the last, 10 years, they've been stealing taxpayers' dollars to the tunes of billions under the watchful eye of Democrats who were watching away, looking away, and not have there be some type of resentment. That is not on people, the people who are being used and abused. That is on the government that allows this to happen. The government that is happening, that is being run under Democrats. And this whole mentality that, you know, as a good American citizen, this is what you're supposed to do. This is what you have to do. You have to work your entire life. You have to give away half of your income to give away, I should say. You have to have half of your income taken away from you, coercion taken, and redistributed around the world because you're a good person. You're a good American. And this is what Americans do for the whole world. The whole world doesn't do this for, you know, Americans. They don't come to our aid. No. No. No, we have to come to their aid. We have to give money for their borders in Ukraine. We have to give money for their defense over in Israel. We have to give money every time there's a natural disaster. No. What do we get for our taxpayers going all across? We get open borders. We get homeless encampments. We get criminals released without bail. We get schools that can't teach reading but somehow have time for gender ideology. We get roads that never get fixed. We get veterans that are sleeping in the street. That's what we get. But meanwhile, we're supposed to be suffering like this because we're Americans and that's what we're supposed to do.
Got to do something for the poor people. Got to do something for the poor people. We as Americans, we got to do something for the poor.
You know, one of my favorite commentators out there is a woman named Sargon. Why did I just slip on her name? This is not fair. Bhatia Unger Sargon. She is on News Nation right now. I think she sums up perfectly what so many Americans are feeling right now.
So I'm just going to be real with you. Forgive me, but I... This story is so utterly infuriating. Think of all of the different ways that the American taxpayer was betrayed here by the Democrats who funneled billions of dollars to fake businesses and never once checked up to make sure they were legitimate, by the media that refused to cover it, by the immigrants themselves who were gifted by the generosity of the American people with the greatest privilege on earth, American citizenship, and then turned around and stole from us as thanks. It's so disgusting, but I think this is also a microcosm of a much bigger scam that the Democrats have been running for decades now, to where they welcomed in millions and millions of immigrants, both legal and illegal, who drove down the wages in America, especially for working class Americans, and drove up the cost of things like housing and healthcare and an education, the hallmarks of the American dream, making that totally out of reach for working class Americans. And then if those working class Americans had the temerity to object to their own disinheritance, rich Democrats would go on cable news and call them racists.
See?
It's so disgusting.
It is.
The whole woke vocabulary was developed as a smokescreen for the mass fleecing of the American working class. And I think that is just a mirror image for what we're seeing with this Somali fraud and why people are so enraged about it, because they've been noticing this for so long and they were silenced if they called it out and no more. I think that's what we're seeing right now in this moment.
That's what we're seeing. I agree with you 100%. That is what we're seeing in this moment. No more. We ain't gonna do it no more. We just can't take it. You're gonna push people too far. They're not gonna take it anymore. And that's where we are. It is infuriating. And Bhatia Ungersargan is right. Throwing our generosity back in our faces by stealing from us. And oh yeah, where's the media? Where's ABC, CBS, NBC, MS Now, CNN? Where are they? Where is the BBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post? This is how you know. One YouTuber out there puts out this 45-minute documentary and gets over 100 million views in a couple of days. And you don't think that people out there are angry about this? Yes, they are. They're very angry about this. And the fact that you have Democrats and you have the media ignoring it, well, they're doing that at their own peril. This will be the story even going into 2026. And it should be. It's our money. It's our country. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, a talker, talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson. Of course, on the free iHeartRadio app. For follow me on social, just go to jamestharris.com. My mom is visiting me. Yeah. She's out from Mississippi. She came out. We got her here, and then we got all of the kids, you know, and the grandkids. So she got to see her grandkids, two of her great-grandkids for the first time. It's beautiful. If you follow me on Instagram, you can see, I'll probably see a picture of that. 97-year-old mom is here. Always a pleasure. A blessing. There's only one caveat. My mom watches The View. She watches The View. Big fan of The View. From the very beginning. She knows all of them. I mean, Barbara Walters was on that for a while. Rosie O'Donnell was on that for a while. They're all, she's a big fan. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see a video. I make these videos of mom watching The View. And usually, I don't even have any commentary. Those videos do so well, better than most. So she's back in, she's watching The View. And then, you know, I also, you know, because she watches The View, it's all over the house because, you know, she's 97. She had to turn up the sound. It's just hard. It's hard. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me while we pray for Rosie O'Donnell. She used to be on The View. See, this is what makes it so crazy to me. These gals on The View, most of them, they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. They do. There are so many celebrities that suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. And my goodness, if you were a celebrity that crossed over, went from hating Trump to, you know, seeing the light and maybe respecting them some, oh, you're dead to the left. You're dead. Rosie O'Donnell has Trump derangement syndrome so bad that she left the country, true to her word, and I got to give her credit. She said, if Trump becomes president, I will leave this country. She left. She now lives in Ireland. But because of the internet, she can't get away. Because of technology, she can't break away. Her therapist told her, look, you got to stop obsessing over Trump. You have to stop. She proudly said, I can't. She couldn't go a day. She couldn't go hours without thinking about obsessing over Trump. This is dangerous stuff. I mean, people got upset with President Trump's comments about Rob Reiner, but you know, it wasn't that far off. Trump derangement syndrome drives people crazy, and it drives the people around them crazy. Can you imagine having to live with Rosie O'Donnell? With all the other problems she brings to the table, this woman's obsession with Trump is legendary. I mean, legendary. I think her obsession with Trump is even bigger than now. Who's that old actor? I forgot the guy who's always popping off in New York. Robert De Niro. Who's got it worse? Robert De Niro or Rosie? Well, at least Rosie's not dropping all kinds of F-bombs and stuff. But here she is. Listen to this. This is just bad.
Been reading the news about you-know-who. He's making crazy posts, like someone with temporal frontal lobe dementia.
What's that?
And out of control. When are they going to do the 25th Amendment?
Why would it? What?
When are they going to say this is no longer manageable?
Girl.
Anyone. And he needs to be stopped.
Well, so, what?
25th Amendment. Come on, people.
The 25th Come Amendment. On. Where were you, Rosie O'Donnell, talking about the 25th Amendment when you had that brain dead Biden in office? Oh, serious question. You're talking about a man, we watched the dementia. You can play some stuff from Joe Biden back from 2015, 2016, and play it from 2023. It's terrifying. Terrifying. And the media, his close associates, what was the lesbian woman's name? She used to be the press secretary for I forgot her name. You know, she's from Haiti. What'd you say there? Yeah, thank you very much. Karine Jean-Pierre. Karine Jean-Pierre. Yeah. She worked with the man, saw him up close and personal. That was Corey that chimed in. Jesse Kelly's producer. You were talking about the 25th Amendment now. See, this is why people look at you and say, you guys are crazy. You're out of your mind. This is why you don't have a leg to stand on. You put up with the worst of the worst, the bizarre, and now you're making these claims about Trump?
Yeah, I wish I could say I don't think about him a lot, but I do.
Oh, you do?
And I know that it's bigger than just him, that he's not smart enough to orchestrate a coup like this, but boy, did he participate.
Okay, he's not smart enough. What if he is? I mean, he is a billionaire developer. I don't know about a coup. It looks like he ran, you know, he won the election fair and square. Now, all of a sudden, you guys are talking about election fraud as we're discovering the massive fraud of 2020 continuing to. A coup that he participated in. If it were a coup, he orchestrated it, sister.
They used him, and he went along with it because he's a narcissist, and he loves the attention and the accolades and being spoken about in any context, and that's terrifying and scary. Really is. We got to do something, America.
We got to do something.
And we got to do it soon, before the November elections.
Okay.
Because you know that he's going to do anything he can to start a war and then declare no elections because of that war.
Oh, she's still afraid that he said that he was going to be, you know, in an office forever. Yeah, she's afraid. Oh, she's still stuck on the No Kings movement. I think that's what we're seeing here with Rosie O'Donnell. He's going to start a war so he never has to leave office. Okay. Rosie O'Donnell.
And he tried in Venezuela, and now he's trying in Nicaragua and killing people along the way.
Mm.
Something to remember about him. At the height of his fame and adoration and success in America, in politics.
Right.
He said, you know, I could kill someone on Fifth Avenue and get away with it.
Mm.
He didn't say thank you to people for the love and support. He said, wow, I could murder someone and get away with it.
Wow, this is
something I think he's probably dreamed of, if not participated.
So you could. It's bad enough that you try to bring up this reference and act like the president was serious about this, but now you're trying to get into the president's dreams, which is kind of weird. You know, the president probably dreams about this. He probably does. Rosie O'Donnell.
In his life. Those Epstein files, badly redacted.
No.
Guys, the nuclear codes, everyone. Anyway, trying not to post about him.
You're posting about him.
But soon he'll be out of there. I have to believe
3 years, girl. 3 years.
His health
years.
Is failing and his brain is going.
His health is not failing.
His vitriol and negativity and revenge is the only thing on his mind.
Wow.
Really bad.
You know, I'm looking at Ms. O'Donnell here. I will say one thing that is very, very unique and positive about this video she put out. Her frames, her eyeglasses, her frames, they are really neat, very cool. I like those frames. I could rock those frames. So you've got to try to find something positive about everybody out there. I could rock those frames. I'll give her credit for that. But the rant, the depression, girl, you need Jesus. Really. This is not good. This is not. You got 3 years to, 3 years to go. We are just warming up, my friends. We're just warming up. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly, back soon.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Arizona, the Valley of the Sun. In Phoenix, you can hear me 550 KFYI. In Tucson, 790 KNST. Of course, you can catch the show, The Conservative Circus, on the free iHeartRadio app. To follow me on social, just go to JamesTHarris.com. It is all there. You know, last weekend they had AmeriFest on here. That is a Charlie Kirk show, gig. Yes, star-studded. Vice President even spoke at it here in the Valley. But they had a very special guest, Nicki Minaj. She came out. Of course, Nicki Minaj is a famous, let me see, Corey, would you call her a rapper or a soul singer? She's a rapper, right? Okay, Corey said he's a rapper, hip-hop. I had to go to Corey. I lost my black card a long time ago. And she's very, very popular. Well, she wasn't the ones that were out there twerking for Kamala Harris. I think that was Megan Thee Stallion. Anyway. She crossed over. She came out with Erica Kirk, and boy, did it create a stir in the popular culture. You have folks coming out and blasting her, calling for her to be silenced, deplatformed. Wait, what? It even got over to Lizzie. Remember Big Ol' Lizzo? I know you all remember Lizzo. She's the one that was huge, larger than charge, very talented musician. But she was embracing her extra plus size.
He's fat!
Well, a little bit. And for the longest time, she was all about, you know, you being positive, body positive. You could be as big as a house. That's just you being special.
You go ahead. You keep on kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
Shut your mouth, you thong-wearing fatty.
I know he loves sugar, but I checked my pocket. I don't have no donuts.
I don't have no cheeseburger. I know you love sugar.
I am not fat shaming anybody here.
I'm going to eat you.
Well, she's lost weight. I think, you know, she's got on the diet or one of the diet drugs, whatever. She's slimming down. She is slimming down. But she has a dire warning for the people who are, you know, just, harassing Nicki Minaj and wondering why celebrities would support Donald Trump. This is kind of nuanced, but she's putting some serious truth out there.
So I'm getting texts like about Nicki, and I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't even know. Then, you know, I researched and saw what was going on. And I'm going to say it like this. Celebrities' opinions of other celebrities does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. So my opinion of her does not matter. But what I will tell you.
Come on with it.
Is you're about to see mm-hmm. an influx mm-hmm. of people who see that it is more profitable and more beneficial to join that side. You're going to see it. It already started. And it's going to continue. This is his first year. This is Trump's first year.
First year.
As president. We got 3 more years.
Amen.
Of people who are going to surprise you. And it's going to hurt your feelings and it's going to disappoint you. And you have to know that, like, there's money behind everything.
Well, yeah, there is money behind everything. Of course there is. This is why you had Beyonce performing for Kamala Harris. What did she get? $10 million for that? And then The Stallion got some money for that. And all of them got paid for doing that. So, yeah, I don't think that's what Nicki Minaj, her motivation is. But, hey, you know, I want to thank you for at least, you know, telling your side here. You got 3 more years to endure. 3 more years, people.
There are privileges behind every move mm-hmm. people in these positions make. And I'm not surprised.
No, don't be surprised. But thank you very much, because it is true that we have years to go. And I'm praying that the Republicans get just as serious. I hope they look at it in sort of like the opposite way. We only have 3 years to go. We only have a year to get things done before the midterms. But yeah, these people crossing over, people seeing the light, as I would like to say, I do not have a problem with that. And as far as President Trump having 3 more years, I wish he had 300 more.
As Lord President King Donald Trump, may he be the president forever. May he hold the reins for 200 years and never let another person in the White House.
Yeah, I am for a benevolent dictatorship. That's what it is. But these celebrities that are freaking out, and this is why I feel bad for Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, she's I don't know if she's gonna make it. And I'm dead serious. We are seeing a mass formation. Is that what it's called? Something that is taking over people. It's like a hypnosis. It's driven off of the media. You have people walking around just repeating things that they've heard other people say on MS Now or on CNN. And it's ridiculous. But you know what? I have to say, sometimes you see that a little bit on the other side as well. People who are just getting all of their information from one media source. But listen. Listen, I don't see the hate. I don't see the disillusionment. I don't see the depression on our side of the aisle. As a matter of fact, I didn't have a time to share with you a very, very incredible story. Rob Schneider, comedian, he ran into the actor's name. I just mentioned him earlier, who very, very angry, very, very hateful. He's the male version of Rosie O'Donnell. Robert De Niro, thank you very much, Corey. Robert De Niro. And they were on stage together, Saturday Night Live, and it got interesting because De Niro was upset, was coming at him, and dude said, look, no, stop, look, I love you. and just kind of left it at that. And they sort of like de-escalated the whole situation. That's how we're going to have to look at this. I am not joyful over Rosie O'Donnell's condition. I really am not. I pray for it because you can see how distraught she and destroyed she is. Shouldn't be like this. We should all be on one page. We got to deport the illegals and the people who are taking advantage of our country. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.